So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry.
Hey, hey, is everyone? Oh, is the Kool and Mark are back from Pizza Time?
Yeah,
oh, McCool and Mark are back from Pizza Time.
Well, they're slowly meandering.
Oh, cool.
McCool's game is pretty much just like say the most weirdo thing you can.
Save it for the podcast.
So we can get started then, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. Let's start then. Hey, everybody.
We're already started. Sit down.
Mind like a steel trap.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Mark and Makula.
We started?
Hello.
Yeah.
Podcast time.
PT.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast.
Why on earth is the lower back of Makula so muscular?
What?
All that working out.
Yeah, but why would you ever need a really strong lower back?
Back flies. That's what it's called, back flies.
A strong lower back helps out for weak abs.
Oh, it's on? I have, you know, I do 26 a pop.
Boom.
Wait, that
26 what?
Yeah.
Abs.
What does that mean to anyone?
26 abs.
If you do
P90X. A 26 pack.
P90X, they say, take it easy. Because you do like 15 different setup like things. And they're like, take it easy. We're doing 26 a pop. Take a break.
I love that guy.
Is the motto of P90X, don't exert yourself.
Take it easy, guys.
He actually says P90X. That. LP saw this. He was like, tip of the day. Don't do this every day.
LP, you watch McCool work out.
Yeah, he did.
It sounds like
sometimes you have to.
I did.
Who is talking right now?
Welcome to episode number 69 of the Octavarius Podcast.
I'm sure no one will write in about that.
Without any further ado, let's start at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Brian, everybody.
You got Chris Boga in your ears.
This is Scott Michael Danielson.
You're listening to LP.
This is Lisa Bitterelli right here.
Gustav right here.
And you've got Tins.
And it's Keith ruining the balance.
WNUA 95 point Makula.
Fuck you.
And hello, citizens, it's Mark.
Jesus. That's the most confident Mark's ever spoken.
He's not sad.
He's ready.
Well, it's good. I mean, it's podcast 69. We're really getting up there. So,
damn!
69.
Oh, no.
Does everybody get it?
Let's be mature about this, everybody.
What's wrong, Chris? Is everything okay?
Oh, you said 69.
Oh, okay. I thought something might have been missing.
Shit! Oh, damn!
I lost the mailbag, too.
I forgot it, too.
Oh, no.
We all forgot it.
We've all forgotten the mailbag.
But fear not, citizens!
Oh, God.
It has been found.
Okay.
So.
So, what's in it?
All right.
Jesus.
That's wow, dangerous.
That's a new one. This one comes to us from one Trixie Hobig.
Is that what that pizza cutter says? As he stares intently at it.
And Trixie writes, I'm going to see if I can get the tone of her writing correctly. Hey, I just wrote into 1900 Octavarius to ask you some sexy questions. Do you have time to talk to a real girl about real sexy questions? If not...
about real questions.
Let him finish. What's up with that?
Good thing we let him finish.
You know, Mark is really familiar with like the layout of those sexy commercials. Nice work, Mark. You must watch late night Comedy Central too.
I remember,
I'm finally
like,
18.
I remember finding out what 69 was. I remember finding out what it was in like sixth grade, and my friend Gracie and I thought it was so funny, and we're like, oh my gosh, let's make up our own number, and people can have, like, they won't know what it is, and we'll be so cool. And so we made up, it was like an inside joke, we made up 72, and it was supposed to be, like, this crazy sex position.
Wait, how do you 72?
I don't know. We're like, it was just a joke, like, that's what 72 is? And we'd spread it around.
We used to make up weird... sex positions.
Well, first of all, before names. We get into that, could I say, like, I think everyone had the same experience where you went several years where you heard the number 69 and never knew what it was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the middle finger.
And it was always the same thing. They'd be like, somebody'd be like, 69, isn't that funny? And you'd be like, what's so funny about the number 69? And they'd be like, oh man, you don't know?
What's
nobody actually, told you? It's like the funniest number on earth. And like, it pissed me off for years.
I have a really interesting story about hearing about a 69. I was in fifth grade and I was at 4-H camp in Tennessee. 4-H camp was like a week long. You go, there's a bunch of boys and girls your age. And normally 4-H is about like...
farming, right?
Well,
farming.
Sort of, but it's raising actually more chickens. Like just wildlife, like enjoying the earth, and like, but also enjoying each other, and it's religious in ways as well.
4-H is religious?
But it's not, it's secret religious.
Oh.
You know, it's like, they don't have like a prayer thing at the end, but they had this, it was something else, and it basically taught you the morals, and they had a time of silence or period of silence for people essentially to pray.
Hey, I'm okay with secret religion.
In fact, actually, no, they just led us in prayer. It was Tennessee. They didn't worry about it. But later on, they were like, oh, we'll have a moment of silence. But it was like really late at night, and I was in like the lower bunk in the corner of this room with about 12 other fifth grade boys. And I hear this one guy, his name is Aaron, and I forget his last name, but I hear him talking to somebody about sex, and this person's like, well, what is... And I think the guy says, what do you think sex is? And I hear Aaron reply, oh, it's when a girl lies one way and a guy lies the other way. And then I couldn't quite hear what they said, but I like heard you put like dick in something, right? So I thought that in fifth grade me, first interpretation that sex... just sex required the two people to not look each other in the face. That the only way you could possibly penetrate a woman, in whatever happens in penetration, that you had to have your feet in their face and their feet in your face. And that's how sex works.
So you never had a conversation about sex prior?
No, man. I
thought
dude,
that's how it works.
It's my childhood is very different from you guys,
no,
except here.
No, see, what you
mean, I was talking about sex since I was like at least six.
No, it's just six, it's not that kind of environment.
My parents never talked to me about it.
Well, I didn't talk to your parents about it. I was talking to friends about titties and things.
No,
titties and things.
See, I got the best introduction. I got the introduction that you need to have is my buddy's stepdad's 1970s porn collection that he had in his garage. It was a cabinet he left in there, and it was just like hundreds of magazines. Wow. Yeah, it was magazines, but they weren't Playboy. Like for the girls in the room, for Lisa, who probably hasn't read a whole lot of girly mags. Playboy is not porn. Like is like tasteful.
It's a good name.
They had like high society.
High society is porn. High society is porn.
It's gross. Yeah. It's people doing disgusting things to one another.
Yeah, like and fucking each other while not facing each other with their feet in each other's faces.
It's called love,
it's
Chris.
It's so weird when you're a kid because, like, you feel these things. They're such natural feelings. And it's all around you. It's on TV. It's in movies. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're convinced that it's, like, so horrible. You know, all these sexual thoughts, and like, you know, you discover on these magazines and you want to look at them, but they're like the most like horrifying, like, you know, parents can never find out. You will sit there and you will read them in silence.
What did you think of when you saw these images that were not like traditional sex? You know, like you said, because I remember seeing a Hustler as a kid where there was a girl that pissed into a saxophone.
Yeah, Hustler does
not by that.
That's not how you play the saxophone. I learned last summer how to play the saxophone. That's not how.
Well, she pissed into the bell. So, like...
That's the wrong end to put
it. I know, it's the completely wrong end. So
right.
It was very confusing for me.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to you. Like you're sitting there and it just seems horrible. Like, these people just seem soulless. Like, they're just soulless monsters. And like obviously there's too. There's like tons of dicks, and we're like,
and they
dicks!
All look thrilled while they're doing it too. Oh, you looked at sad photos.
Aww. Sometimes.
Well, sometimes you're just sucking that dick so hard you start crying.
I didn't see any of those magazines.
I didn't either.
No,
I'm just assuming.
And like a lot of times it is. I mean, when you're like in junior high, when you're like a 13-year-old kid, and you're flipping through a nudie mag, you found. And there's like a bunch of dicks. You go, ew, dicks, and you turn to a page where it's all girls.
I just want to say that we chose to do this podcast a great time when Lauren's not here.
Oh, God. Oh man, there would be such mortified. A dog oh everywhere howling what? At how high she'd be screaming. What?
You know, Lauren is a hip chick. And Lauren,
say that again.
She likes to squeal and whatnot about those things. Lauren is quite the rebel herself, and I'm sure if Lauren were here, she would have some stories of her own.
I agree.
Yeah.
Knowing someone that ran around with hot dogs for a rain dance, you know, and all the other ridiculous things that Lauren has done.
Tune into last week's podcast to get that.
I think even people who aren't very sexual, though, always have funny sexual stories, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone
like,
does.
It's just so funny when it touches anyone's life, because it's such a personal thing. And such a thing that everyone deals with, that just as a society, we're not that cool with talking about.
And there are so many just different this ways to do it.
Yeah, in Europe, they're in all Europe, open it's about different. Sex. Yeah,
there's like nine ways to have sex, right?
It's like a whole nine of them.
Yeah.
I would probably be a little upset if a girl I was with pissed in a saxophone, though. It's like really expensive.
That's because you're fucking square, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, you're square.
The thing is,
there's a lot of cork in a saxophone. It's going to absorb that.
Really would. It would smell terrible, and the sound would be awful.
But I mean, like, when you're with one woman for a long time, eventually things might get a little bit stale.
What if that's the only way your woman can get off is by pissing into a saxophone?
What if that's the only way you can
What if that's the only way you can get off is if a chick pisses into some... And for some people, that's a reality.
Yeah. Is it like even,
that's the curse they live with.
Is it like really hot? If they're pissing into a berry sax, is that like the ultimate? Like, oh
pissing
yeah,
pissing into a berry sax
or a bassoon?
Lowest sax.
I think this was an alto that I saw in the Hustler.
Yeah, I'd get real insecure if it needed that.
The size of the woman to stream of the urine.
Although the alto saxophone is the closest to the human voice of all instruments, so
making it the sexiest of saxophones.
Come on, the one most likely to be urinated into.
Almost a saxophone, if you will.
Oh, Mark! Making the pun.
I think that's like a problem that we have just with our society here in the West, is that when you grow up, sex is made out to be this whole like grotesque thing, and like you're saying, a secret thing. And even, you know, growing up with sex ed and everything, it's like abstinence only. Say no, and no one ever like teaches you like it can be really cool.
I was never told that there's such thing as an orgasm. So,
neither was I.
It was a big mystery.
So
yeah,
that must have been the greatest surprise of all time.
No, or the scariest. I had no idea.
I killed her.
I seriously thought, like, okay, I'm talking. It was raining outside.
I'm interested in what you, because you have a very warped view on sex.
I have many stories about my youth.
But everything to you.
That's true. I have... Many stories. I guess first of all, do you guys remember having to do like health in high school and the sex ed talk that you really shouldn't have had to have?
Yeah,
I took it during summer because I wanted to take other classes in high school, so I had the football coach.
Wait, did I take that with you?
I think you might have. We might have the same story. Whose name I won't say because I don't think he works there anymore for a different reason. He started this out by saying, I know a lot of you think you know what sex is. Let me tell you, your first time it won't involve a woman hanging upside down from a chandelier with you having a horse saddle around your waist.
What?
And he was right.
That's a gym teacher?
It's a gym teacher. He said it like while like twirling like a whistle and wearing like
can
his...
Can I ask which gym teacher?
I don't know if I can say that.
Okay, that's
say it, who cares?
God bless him for doing that. What a great...
He's the gym teacher used to say when you're doing push-ups, and now I can't really say his name. I want those cheeks so tight I could swipe a credit card down them.
That's
now
illegal.
I cannot say that.
That is illegal.
He also definitely said on our last day of freshman year, I have some advice to all you guys going into your sophomore year.
Fuck them.
No.
Fuck every day.
Fuck every day, my friend.
Get busy living or get busy dying. So he did like Shawshank Redemption.
What?
What?
He stole that from Shawshank?
No, he read this entire monologue about how to enjoy high school. And then he kept
it
off.
Was this monologue narrated by Morgan Freeman?
No, it wasn't. It was like...
Did it start Andy Dufresne was my good friend?
No, it was like, you have two choices. You can hang out with the cool crowd, or you can be who you want to be. And went on like
that.
Who
you want to be.
And ended with, get busy living or get busy dying.
And so you went out and fucked all the bitches.
Years later.
Your gym teacher told you to.
Well, but that doesn't really have any merit on a high school.
Well, what was
you're not dying.
Yeah, you hear totally that shit doesn't. All the time when you're in high school. It doesn't mean anything.
Wait, but okay, so you guys didn't know what an orgasm was.
Yeah, so they tell you all about sex, but they never say...
Well, not all about it.
Yeah, well, no.
Let's take a step back. They, who are they? Is this government. Your
sex
parents?
This is
no, my parents, the liars.
My parents never talked anyone. To me about
okay,
sex.
Okay, yeah. Here, so there we go. Yeah. Your parents
my, neither,
so,
my, not, neither.
So I have fellow children and this our gym health teacher in summer school. And they never, they, I don't know, I think it was like some sort of school requirement or something that they weren't allowed to talk about orgasm because it implies the pleasure part of sex.
Fun time.
But I mean, the problem with this, the problem with this is that then you don't really know how sex ends because there's no, like, so you don't, like, for the longest time.
Yeah,
like,
you just keep going till a baby come out.
Mark, so are you saying that they never covered ejaculation?
No.
How
I mean, they did have a cool X-ray.
They wait, talk about it, but they don't say, they don't explain
so they
how
about,
it happens.
They talk about the semen.
The semen, the baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the,
wait,
okay.
But
so in your school,
yeah,
they said ejaculation happens,
yep,
but they did not say how?
They talk about, they mention penetration, and then they go into like, this is how a baby happens.
Yeah.
So there's an ejaculation,
over,
and semen comes out of the man's penis, and this, but you don't understand like when it happens
yeah,
or how?
They don't tell you like, I didn't realize, because, you know, the girls go to the girls' class, and
right,
the guys go to the guys' class, mm-hmm, and you miss a lot of the things that you probably should be learning about the girls, too. And
mm-hmm,
it's like, oh, yeah, you know, you ejaculate, and it happens, like, the drop of a hat because you're 13 years old. But, like, women have an orgasm that they try to have during sex, and you're going to have to try to work on that someday.
Good luck.
I think there's great reason for these adults not to tell us as kids like how
yeah,
everything happens. Because it's really funny when you find out on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's way funnier.
It's a learning process.
It's like,
so,
oh no, what's this?
So Mark, if you don't mind me asking,
yeah,
how did you find out how ejaculation happened?
I don't even remember.
Oh,
it must have been by doing it.
Yeah.
I remember.
That's I remember my day.
Well, because it was after a long while of me frequently being curious, like,
wait.
You can say this in a second, but like, I just didn't know. So I was like, do you sleep? Like, when you're inside them? Do you just put it in and
yeah,
take it out? Like, I didn't know what the end was.
Good night.
Like, I'm confused. I asked how you learned about ejaculation, and Nick Mikula started pointing at himself rapidly.
No. Grinning like a fool.
No, I was just saying, I just remember how I learned about it.
How did you?
August 14th, 2003.
Oh,
fuck's sake. Oh, no.
2003?
2003?
2 years
after 9/11? Pervert.
Nick, you were a senior in high school. You had the ability to ejaculate for quite some time. What happened?
This is 2 weeks before ISU.
What? Hang on.
Wait. Are you implying that you never masturbated?
I am.
This is true. It was on his wall of accomplishments.
I can't believe this.
I thought, no, because they don't teach us these things. I thought if you were to jerk off, that meant that you weren't getting any and you're lonely and you're a creep.
In high school?
In high school, so I did it. Because this is what some girl told me on a bus ride.
That's what happened to you.
Okay.
And you followed those rules and didn't become a creep at all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But wait, what about wet dreams?
So wait.
Nocturnal emissions.
Yeah, but nocturnal
emissions. Yeah, and I was
trying to class this podcast.
I was very confused.
I was that was like what I as you saw in those 70s health videos, I thought I peed myself.
Really?
Yeah. Sure. I
thought, I was like, maybe I just had too much water, or maybe I had too many
Cheerios.
Maybe
I just had just an awesome dream.
No, but I don't remember my dreams, though. I never remember them.
Okay, so then what happened in 2003?
August 14,
2003. Yeah, why?
I was like, well, I'm probably going to have sex in college, I hope.
Yeah.
I should know.
Wait, did you know how to do that? Or did you just start going at it?
Well, okay, it gets like that.
I'm picturing it's like, mitten, like an oven mitt.
But
like
I got
a big wooden spoon just poking at it.
I got my laptop for college, and I was like, oh, maybe there's this porn thing.
Oh, my God.
So I found a snippet of a movie, The Mummy's Kiss.
Oh, my God. Of course it's something like that.
What?
It's not just people having sex. It's something with a mummy.
You
turned
off to a mummy?
And there's an archaeologist character.
No, she was not a mummy. She was
Mummy's
a pharaoh
awesome
who
movie
came back.
Oh,
she came back to...
So she was dead. You were jerking off to a dead chick.
Not no, she was alive. Her soul, she came. Her
yes,
demon soul,
undead. Is the
undead took a, whatever. It was a hot actress.
I believe all of this.
So then I.
This is a movie or a porno?
This is a porno. It's okay. A Cinemax porno.
Oh,
so you got you went on the internet for the first time to look at porn. You looked at you soft porn. What's the matter with you?
Are you surprised? Look,
no, I get that because you had
actual vagina.
Did you have you had HBO and Cinemax though, right? So
boom,
that just
boom.
That set your expectations for what porn was.
But exactly. That's the thing though. Now that it's horrible now. Now they have all these fucked up, horrible websites of people having the most like depraved, awful sex.
They probably had it back then too.
No, they didn't have that back like
when,
probably,
like,
no, maybe
yeah.
when we were kids.
Too.
But
cute
like
porn. You just use your DSL to get to it.
Wait a yeah. minute. What's cute porn?
Well, I'm saying like there has to be an equal amount of like scary porn and like happy porn.
It's real romantic.
It's like when
people loving each other.
Dress your dick up as a rabbit and dress a vagina up as like a rabbit hole. You're like, uh-oh, what's gonna happen? Somebody's gotta go home.
Do you
are
I actually
so much.
Oh. Speaking of, while we're on the subject of different categories you can look at on a website.
Yeah, what did you look at?
Oh, no, this is later on in life.
MILF porn.
On whatever website you're at, one of them will have porn outtakes. Those are hilarious.
So funny.
Those are usually like webcams.
I've watched really those funny. Things and I don't like them.
No, when the girl falls off the bed.
That's embarrassing.
It's hilarious.
No. She's vulnerable kind of and nude.
I must say,
it's not what I want when I'm jerking off.
Yeah,
though.
I don't find that fun at
it's
all.
Not. It's not for when you're jerking
no,
off.
No, it's not.
It's for just.
But I can't watch it at work either, so I don't know when to do it.
It's not safe for work.
It's not safe for work.
I will admit, when I first discovered porn bloopers in college, I chuckled a bit.
Yeah.
I've never seen said bloopers.
It's something you should probably see at some point.
I mean,
she's writing it down.
Porn bloopers.
There's so many ways a porn can bloop.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a movie, just like anything else. So.
It's two humans at their ultimate vulnerability.
Yeah. Just replace any porn soundtrack with the Benny Hill saxophone theme.
It's speeding up.
And like they're all just funny.
What do you guys think the equivalent of porn was back in the day?
History Channel specials about this.
Yeah.
Greek vases.
Yeah.
They used to carve on wood blocks sexual scenes. Also, they would write in Victorian England, which was like the time that it was most like the tightest social morals. There was a huge industry for like these romance novels, and they were all these like crazy British aristocrat fantasies where like their wife would be kidnapped by a Turkish sultan and be part of his harem, and she would come back like as a very sexual creature, like once he saved her.
Oh, even like Dracula and shit. Yeah. Like sexualized women.
I found old timey porn.
Like, not
from
jerk
like,
to it.
Way long. No, like I won't. Okay, for the sake of embarrassment, I won't mention who. But I have a family member, like a distant family member,
Andy.
Who like he's passed on now.
Oh,
but when
that's
we were going
sad.
Through his belongings, we found an old timey. You put it in the projector reel.
Oh,
really?
Okay,
and it's
wait. So it's old timey porn, but it's in a projector reel, 8mm.
Yeah, it's not porn per se, but it's erotica. It's these like two ladies in their underwear, like just boxing. It looks like it was filmed in like someone's basement or
but
something.
Guys,
so it's like
an 8mm, like the smaller.
Yeah,
film.
Yeah.
It's like in Wild
yeah,
Wild West.
Film. It was like Foxy Boxing.
At the same time, I would watch two ladies in their underwear boxing just for fun. Like, not to get off, but rather to laugh at
WWE.
Ladies boxing in their
yeah.
underwear.
There are, I used to have Comcast cable.
Those were the days.
Yeah, Comcast On Demand has their something weird
yeah,
section.
Yeah, something
weird. And it's something weird. They do have, like, old erotica. And so they have those burlesque dancers,
mm-hmm.
and they'd come in, you know, with this big name, like, you know, here's Veronica Petunia, and then they'd have like a big drum thing, like boom ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum,
and they like do
and
like
it,
a shimmy dance
open.
Kind of like a
and well it's
oh, with
just
the
drums.
Two feathers
with the two
and then it's yeah it's either a feather
like
dance
gypsy.
Or the chick has pasties and tassels.
Yeah,
and
just straight up burlesque.
Yeah,
yeah.
Essentially, and that
yeah.
was, and that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Also, flip books.
Yeah.
Or like, sexy flipbooks?
Is it flipbooks? Is it Oklahoma where they look in like the viewfinder thing?
That's what it is.
But it's like sexy ladies.
Yes. But, well, in that,
our producer
like,
Sydney is saying it.
Isn't there like a blade or something that'll get your eye?
Well, that's what he
meant. That's in the movie Phantom.
Because he couldn't.
He probably stole from Oklahoma.
I know we talked about this on the podcast before, but I highly recommend, if I can find them, I'll put them on the website. You guys read James Joyce's love letters to his wife?
You've told me about this before.
They're so good. Dirty.
They're so dirty.
But they're so
the
good.
Dirtiest things I've ever read.
They're well written. Is that what they are?
Yeah. Or well, they're well, from. He was.
They're about like sniffing buttholes and stuff.
Yeah, and like just like, having her take a shit on buttholes. Him and stuff. He talks about wanting to have sex with her while she's pooping. It's like, it's really weird. And then because they were written back and forth, because he was staying somewhere where he was like writing and working with a publisher.
He had a big
and so he was gone for like a long time, like months. So their deal was they would write sexy letters back and forth. We only have his letters. So her letters are lost, but a lot of his letters start like, I wish your last letter was sexier. I had to write my own and jerk off to it.
Nice. See, go
on. Oh, no, I was actually just, like, my first encounter with, like, something being porn that I didn't expect it to be. Uh-huh. I used to, when I lived in Tennessee, my brother, oldest brother David, had a close friend named Derry. I won't say his last name because it's sort of weird.
Wait, his name was Derry?
Yes,
Derry. Like, that narrows the pool down, though.
it was probably something like Daryl, but we called him Derry.
Derry, like milk products.
No, D-A-R-R-Y, like Derry.
Like Larry with a D.
Yeah, exactly. Like Larold with a D. no, but he was having problems at home. His parents were going through a divorce, so he stayed with us for a while. But he actually stayed in my room because I had, you know how they used to have twin beds that like would fold down and go under one another?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I had one of those and we rolled it out and I actually split my room with him for about a semester. So I lived with a guy who was 18 when I was like 11 or 12.
Oh, wow.
Weird. So very weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, mostly he just slept there. He would hang out.
He wasn't your brother. So
right.
It was like,
yeah, that's strange.
Was he cool?
My mom, he was, I mean, he was just happy to have a place to be that wasn't his house because it was crazy. And it was more like, was I cool with it? It's my fucking room. and I was because I thought any 18-year-old was awesome in my room. Like, awesome. like an older, cooler guy in high school. That's way cool.
Yeah.
So one day I decided, I was trying to find a blank VHS tape, because I was trying to record something on TV. So I looked through all my stuff, I'm like, I don't have any. So I'm like, well, maybe Derry has a blank VHS tape. I'm 11 or 12, I'm naive. So I see a VHS tape with nothing written on it, and I assume, I'll play this, I'll see if it has anything on it or not, and then I'll see if I can record over it. Surprise, it's porn! And I have just never seen this before. And I like, I play it for like 5 seconds. I'm like, holy shit! And I stop it. And I'm like, okay, what was that? I'm like, oh, I think I've never seen that part of a lady. Because it was just like a close up. Like where I started playing was just a real big close up of a vagina. And I was terrified. It's like, what the hell is that?
It's a horrifying first sight when you're a kid and you don't know what it's going
to
look like.
Especially when I expected to see blank footage.
I know. Keith, I almost have the exact same story as you. First finding porn. Yeah,
I continued to be like, play a little bit more and see what's going on. But then I was like, oh, this is wrong. I took it out and I hit it. Like, under my, like, bed, I'm like, no, this is bad.
You made, like, you hit it, like, punched it.
Oh, no, well, no. I didn't fight.
No! But, no!
But, like, it was, like, plaguing me.
Terrible.
Like, this hidden, it was, like, this guilt.
It's the telltale heart is what you're describing.
It was the telltale heart. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, Caleb, my parents know I have this, but it's not mine. It's not my fault. And I'm like, but I want to watch it. What is it?
Don't. The telltale boner jam.
And I was like, what do I do?
And I would, like, I never watched it for more than, like, 20 seconds straight. I just kept stopping it. Like, I would hear the tiniest sound in my house. I'm like, no! Eject! And, like, Barry! And it was just, like...
Just, like, walk around and walk it off? Or what?
Yeah, it was ripping. And I wasn't masturbating at this time either. This was...
You just figured it out. Yeah.
I was just alarmed. And then I'm, like, my neighbor who I was close with was a girl. She was, like, my best friend because she lived next to me. And I'm like, dude, found this thing. What the fuck is this?
It's like, it's such a disgusting thing. You're like seeing it, you're like, ah, I've wondered what it's like for so long. Like, now you see, you feel horrible. Because, like, if porn is so, it always just feels so sleazy.
You don't want to do it.
Sleazy.
You don't want to.
Like, yeah, but, like, so you stumble upon it, you're very young, and you're like, what the, you know, it's so much more extreme than whatever was in your head. You know?
Is this the same way that you felt when you first saw human penis?
The first time, human penis? Well, no, you say, you know, it's like, oh, yeah,
well, like, I didn't really like come upon a porn video and like start beating it, but I just remember like
your brother watching... hit him. Well, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, all the time. Yeah, you got a brother.
Your brother
you
hit him? Or what, how did you not? You had an older brother.
Yeah, like, so what's
no? Right I've there. Never been aware of any porn collection.
Really?
Of any? Yeah. Well, okay.
I can guarantee you he has one.
I don't know about my bro. I think there were some like mystery videos in the closet.
Nice.
But I never watched those.
See, the thing is, you got to put a misleading label on it.
Like
you
Passenger 57.
Yeah, yeah, just no, put like Garfield and Friends movies. On it. I think that was mm-hmm. that was in my domicile.
See, mine was...
What if you really wanted to watch Garfield and Friends?
I
didn't like, want to watch
Garfield. I'm the only one who wanted to watch.
I had been the movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. Don't
I do know one of my wrestling tapes is not a wrestling tape.
Yes, and...
One of my X-Men tapes is definitely not the original cartoons. I don't know where it is.
It's the bootleg version.
The sexy X-Men cartoons.
Yes.
You know?
I just remember like watching, what was it, Something About Mary in like fifth grade or whatever, and the big talk was like, what's the stuff on her ear? Like, people were like, oh, my parents said it was, it actually is hair gel. Like, but why is it, like, that was a big thing. And then also with the movie American Pie, like, I didn't understand, like, the premature ejaculation scene. I was like, wait, what happened? And, like, so there are movies like that where you it's like word on the street talk,
word
and you're like, you ask around.
You watch
cool.
it, you're like, I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like, why is it funny?
Why is that sexual?
And
you know,
so,
you don't...
yeah, you just talk to your friends, and then, like, someone in your class will explain it, you know, at recess or whatever, and you're like, well, that's crazy.
There's actually, like, the Seinfeld episode about masturbation. They never say masturbation once. They never describe it.
Yeah.
They always just allude to it. And so, any you know, adults know what it is, but, like, you could watch that entire episode as a kid
mm-hmm.
and not know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's always hidden very well. They never...
Like, you look back on a whole bunch of things.
The
it's
mystery,
like, that was way more sexual than I remembered it being.
The Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie is a lot dirtier...
Are you talking about the movie?
Yeah, the movie.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about
that. Yeah, because there are so many jokes I did not get in seventh grade. Then we saw it again, like, one of the summers mm-hmm. between years of college, we, like, Mark, I think Brian and I were watching, and we're like, why did not get half these jokes, like, years ago? Like, there's a lot of them. I'm trying to think.
What's the movie they watching now? I can't
this
remember.
Island
this Island
Earth.
This Island Earth,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's where he's like, with the flame, he's like, should we have seen this?
Should we see? No, he's got, like, he's got his hat over his crotch at one point in time, and they made a joke about that. They have a bunch of jokes in there. And then the other movie that I didn't realize, I saw Forrest Gump, like, when I was really young, like, in third grade. And then
yeah,
I
didn't
again.
Understand that scene either.
That scene with him and Jenny, and he's like,
As I said at the top of the podcast, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, 69, dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What number am I thinking of?
You don't know.
You don't know why that's funny?
This is all, it's just a secret vernacular that you're not allowed to have learned yet.
Oh, I want to say one more thing about that, my horrible telltale porn.
Yeah.
Yes. It drove me so nuts that I destroyed it.
What? No.
What?
You did.
You did Hulk smash.
It must have been
God.
So weird being
so
dairy
weird.
In this.
Yeah.
Did you really?
It was driving me crazy.
Wow.
How long did it go from discovery to destruction?
Probably a week.
How much did you watch the whole thing?
No. Heaven forbid. I fast
forward. Were you just putting it in and then just watching
the
first couple seconds?
No, I fast forward. I wanted to see if maybe it was just a crazy scene in a movie. But no. In fact, it was a terrible movie of mostly sex.
of what I would later learn was porn. And how porn works.
And which is a good thing.
Yeah, I later realized, and then of course, like a year later, I'm like, fucking idiot. Why don't I had free porn. I had a freebie.
How did you destroy the tape?
Well, first I tried shooting arrows at it.
Where did you keep arrows?
Oh, for some reason Tennessee. I had like a kid's bow and arrow set.
Tennessee. Were you trying to just destroy the soul of this VHS tape?
Well, I thought if I'm going to destroy it, it should be fun.
Children are cavemen.
And I decided, at first I was like, let's shoot it with it, and then it was really hard to hit it because I'm not good at shooting a bow and arrow. And then I was like, I was trying to shoot it point blank, and then it wasn't doing any damage because they're shitty fucking arrows. So then just came, I guess we'll just take all the tape out or just smash it against the curb. I had my friend Casey assist me because it was driving.
Did you explain to Casey why the tape must be destroyed?
Yeah. It was driving me crazy. She was my best friend. She understood. And when you're that young, you aren't. It doesn't matter as much. The girls and boys are different. You don't really understand that we're that different.
That's called the latency period.
Yeah. Do you guys remember how you first learned girls and guys were different? Because we had family friends that were over, and I must have been like 11 or 12, and they lived in Wisconsin. They would come visit, and every time there's a girl that was right about my age, and so we would always hang out, and we'd sleep on the floor in my room or whatever, and so. This time,
nice,
I was like 11 or 12, and she was my age or maybe a little bit older, and I was like, oh man, we got Nintendo, and it's in my room, so like, everyone's gonna go to bed, but like, we can totally hang out and like keep playing Duck Hunt or whatever, and that's what I was all about. I was like, I'll hang out with my friend, and then my mom, this is the most about sex my mom has ever maybe talked about, other than being like, don't do it in my house. When I was older.
Don't do it in my house, Mark Musinski.
No, it was like, she's like, well, I can't control what you do in your own apartment, but just not in my house.
She said, not in my tears house. Streaming at that point.
But, she had to take me aside and be like, you know, you're 11 now. And I was like, yeah, it's great. And she was like, you think Aubrey's going to stay with your sisters? I was like, why? She's my friend. And they're like, we can't explain it to you right now. And then I said to go stay by myself without any friends.
That was a tale of sorrow.
It was.
I didn't even say it first, and I knew it's going
to be. No one ever explained to me, like, why I couldn't hang out with my friend anymore.
I feel like a dick, because, like, I knew that girls and boys were different for quite some time. It was, like, very made clearly in my family, and, like, I just knew that, like, girls had boobs and vaginas and...
But no one ever tells you why. Like, why is that
but
important?
Why?
You know?
But it didn't...
But who cares about our differences?
I did question it sometimes, but it didn't, like, cripple my life. Like, I think what crippled my life a lot more was the use of sexy saxophone in movies. That's a
game changer.
That was,
the
like...
The use of sexy saxophone.
Yeah, just knowing that... Because, like, until I heard sexy saxophone...
What are you talking about?
You start hearing sexy saxophone in movies... It made me start to think about the opposite sex in a different way.
Okay. It's like Pavlovian. It's like the dog when they ring the bell and the dog is
there.
It's
where
like
you're going.
You
okay.
watch a lot of 80s movies, like a lot of 80s cop
I'm
movies.
I'm sorry, I grew up there.
And just
like
hear some
Top Gun has it, doesn't it?
Well, whenever I find a blank VHS, I go crazy. I destroy it. I can't watch it. It's too terrifying.
Yeah, Brian hears a sexy saxophone and just thinks. Woman pissing in it.
Fucking
we have two saxophones in this apartment, and neither have been peed in, and I intend to keep it that way.
I agree.
Thank you. They're both really? Your girlfriends. You should probably agree.
They both peed in Keith's sax.
No, they're not. Are they Amy's saxophones? I have a French horn and a trumpet, but Amy owns the two saxophones.
Oh, those aren't sexy to pee in, so they're safe.
I know, they're brass. They can actually take it.
They can,
yeah.
But...
You still shouldn't pee in your brass instruments.
But yeah, I felt that, like, film movies is what made me start to really realize that ladies were sexy.
I guess.
That's
Golden Eye.
Yeah, like, there's sexy ladies everywhere on TV and movies. They
do any of you guys still know any virgins?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I do. I do, actually.
I know young people.
Yeah.
No, I know someone my age.
Really?
I'm not going to say their name.
Oh, yeah, I'm not asking.
Oh, wait, I think I do, too.
I think I think some of us may know this. I'm pretty sure they're still a virgin.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure.
Yeah, actually, I know multiple ladies, and it's not really, I feel like, just their choice, and usually it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I know a ton of kids.
You know? Children of
some
them.
Of them are virgin.
Like, let's say over 21.
Oh, yeah.
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 I don't know.
I think, I respect it. It's a personal choice. And, that's cool. That's how you live your life.
Live your life, girl.
That's how your parents told you to live your life.
Well, it's interesting to hear people's reasons. Like, some people, it's very, very religious. That's how they were raised. And other people are like, it's no big deal. Like, might as well wait since... You know, I'm this old. Might as well wait. Or, like, everyone has a different reason. It's interesting to hear.
I think a lot of it is fear of sex.
Yeah,
dude,
it's a huge thing.
It's terrifying. It's your first times, like if you're with somebody and you're, like, trying to have sex, it's hard as hell.
It's
terrifying.
Scary. It's humiliating. Because,
like Brian said earlier, you're both in, like, really vulnerable positions. Like, you can't hide anything at this point. It's like, here we go. Like, and... If two people, especially, who don't have any idea of what they're doing, it's just so intimidating and terrifying.
It's the most real thing. Like, that's why people love sex, and that's why people do it. It's you can't bullshit that. There's something so real about it. That's why it's just startling to see. That's why even, like, the Foxy Boxy thing.
You can bullshit that. That's
well,
what Hoke
is
for.
Well, but even when you're bullshitting sex,
or just
though,
sleazy
you,
people.
You can
tell.
Like, the Foxy
I can
Boxing.
Still be okay.
Okay, I'm
going
to go back to the Foxy Boxing for a second. Oh,
finally.
It's trying to do the same thing. It's trying to just elicit just raw, genuine emotion. Like, you can bullshit it, but the really good stuff is the stuff that is real, or at least feels real.
That's true.
Tins, you've been on the quiet side. I want to hear your views on this.
On sex?
He's never had sex, dude. Yeah, duh.
We're he's trying the one out of mouth.
Kidding. Tins has had sex.
Tins has lots of sex.
Probably eight times.
He's had sex with at least four other members in the group.
I suck, bud.
What do you want to know specifically, Cloud?
Yeah, let's all
how
ask.
How good are you? So, yeah. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Come on, Tins.
Out of 1 out of 10 dicks, how many dicks would you give yourself?
I give myself a good, 6 or 7 dicks.
That's pretty good.
6 or 7?
I wouldn't give myself 2.
I give myself, 4 or 5. I honestly don't know. I don't know what it feels like to have me inside you. I don't. I can't.
There's
I can't.
A soundbite right there.
Oh, my God.
And how humbling that is. Though, right?
Right.
You're so vulnerable.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Women have been lying
to
you the whole time.
I'm sure women have their own neuroses. And
you know, sometimes they seem pleased. Others, others not so much.
Oh, goodness.
So they keep you guessing.
But I mean, I feel like they also are self-conscious about things, too.
That's true, and that's why I don't know.
And there's different energies with each person.
Right.
It's always different. Sex is like an energy thing.
Yeah, it's like, who can pound the most energy into the other person?
You had to make it dirty.
Guys, it's a 69 podcast. The whole point is to be dirty.
All right.
Yeah, you can't.
Talk
it's
about
fine.
Energies,
yeah.
It's fine to get dirt. That's
trying to keep it beautiful.
Okay. Here's something.
Sex is beautiful.
You know how many potential humans I'm dumping into nothing?
No, here's something I want to say about improv.
Okay.
We're talking about improv.
Yeah, no. Sex is such a thing. They talk about going blue, and they say don't do it. You know, like, we learned in college, and like, when we were in the Mafia, we kept it as not blue as we could. You say you don't want to go for that. That's so easy. But like as now that we're not like in college anymore, now that you're going out there, like sex is something people deal with, and like it's actually not, you know, it's a fairly complex thing, and like joking with it and exploring it in your humor is like, you know,
yeah, it is, yes,
that's legitimate. You
it
can do,
be
like, there's a lot of
yeah, it can be very honestly funny because it's such a huge chunk of everybody's life.
Even the oldest vaudeville joke we have is the Aristocrats, just the filthiest, nastiest, sexually depraved garbage you can, and that's the punchline. They've been doing that since the old, you know, old timey bearded lady era.
We can always
carnivals.
Laugh at ourselves about sex because we are so vulnerable in that moment. we have to laugh.
I don't know. I don't like to make jokes about my sexuality.
It's frightening. It's a weird thing.
It's ingrained into our DNA to do so, so our species can procreate.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we, I mean, it's...
Hundreds of them.
Because you have to court a mate, that's why and you we're have here. To make it comfortable for your mate, mm-hmm. so you have to be able to joke and, yeah. you know...
But then also you can do it for pleasure.
Yeah. Well, there's that, too.
And we're like, that's a weird thing.
That's,
that, like,
that's what people...
Ryan had, like, the biggest smile.
Yeah, it's us and dolphins.
Well, yeah, that is the thing. It's like, we are the ones out of almost all the other species in the animal kingdom. We are the ones who get to enjoy this thing. Everybody else just knows how to do it. They know that they need to do it.
Everyone else is just trying to put their energy into something else. It's bullshit. They're not enjoying their energy disbursement.
I remember being really weirded out at our Sexy Back spring break. We went to a very Christian bookstore, and there were no books on sexy anything.
There were no books on, like, cooking.
Yeah,
when God cooks for you.
It was, like, yeah, it was right. A relationship section, and just, like, how to get married and how to find your man. And it's like, man, like... I don't know, it's so backwards to me, because like you were saying, you know, it's like, it's part of our DNA, it's a human thing, it's a good thing, it's like, why are you like keeping it?
And proof of that is we went to like five sex stores. We went to like five sex stores on that vacation.
We went to plenty of them. I would say we made it a point. We went out of our way on some of those.
You know, I always think... in the South. I feel so bad looking in hindsight, like when I was like... Because I remember when I was like turned 18, that was like one of the things. Like, and then we're gonna smoke cigars, we're gonna get lotto tickets, and we're gonna go to a porn shop. And we go to a porn shop, and you're like, oh, look how funny all these movies are. 36 hours of anal. What a bunch of freaks watch this stuff. And like, you think, like, you know, the like couple truckers who are in the place probably hate that. When just like a bunch of shithead teenagers come in when they're trying to buy pornography and not be noticed.
What a douchebag.
They always look at me and then cold while shivering and pointing say, you'll learn. You'll learn to be me.
So would you do that to a kid if you saw them?
Absolutely. I'll do it every day so if I funny. Could in any situation. I think it's equally funny anywhere. Just to point at a kid and say, you'll learn to be me.
Terrifying.
When I was in college, in our college paper, there was an article about how they were making porn intended for women. And it was about all the things that they said they wanted to do different than, like, porn for dudes.
Yeah, it was that. All lady porn.
You know who makes it? That beautiful man that's in all those romance novel covers.
Fabio
makes erotica for women that actually doesn't have sex in it. He makes fantasy, like, films where like he plays the person who normally like kidnaps the woman or
so it's sort of like a video version of all the covers of his romance novels. Yeah.
Really,
it's just, it seems like just an extension of that.
It's crazy. Girls can boo it if you like. You haven't seen it, you don't know if he's really really tickling that sexy bone of yours. It's just like stories that are meant to like represent female fantasies, and I watched it. My brother Brian has it, and he demanded that we watch it. So of course I'm like, all right, Brian, let's watch it. And it's just like 30 minutes of him saying, "There, I have given you the most fabulous fantasies. All your heart's desires have been fulfilled." And it's honestly, I think all the women all the women in the stories are like afraid and upset that he's stealing them, and like that's their fantasy, to be to actually be stolen. Is like, you girls actually want just some strange but also just crazy beautiful and ripped man to come take you by force.
It's all tales of Stockholm syndrome.
That's there was
It's like, I would hate being stolen, but if I'm gonna be stolen, and it was by a gorgeous, perfect man, hell yes! Yeah. If a beautiful lady stole me, I'd be all about it.
Our old roommate, Josh, got in a lot of trouble with his girlfriend because they were watching like a 1950s movie. And the end of the movie, you know, it's one of those like great, well-written movies where the main character, the man and the woman, like, bicker and banter the whole time, and they talk about how much they don't like each other, but you know there's a romance brewing between them or whatever. Mm. And in the end of the movie, she's like, no, I hate you, and she's, like, going to walk away, and he grabs her and kisses her. And then she, like, melts into the kiss, and his girlfriend was like, this is so romantic. And he was like, no, that's sexual assault. She said she hated him and she wanted to leave and she pushed him away. And then he forced her to have sexual contact with him. And her response was, well, she didn't know she wanted it until after he kissed her.
Oh.
And but, like, that was that's a thing. Like, yeah, so many people want that, like, that romantic
Indiana
something.
Jones does that.
The
Temple of Doom.
Element of danger. There's something in that, I think.
Well, it's hard. You know, they make laws to protect people, but, like, you know, there's a lot of gray area in everyone.
Yes.
You know, no two people get along sexually the same, you know? It's all very...
We're all snowflakes.
Every one of us is different.
Sexual harassment is a law to prevent ugly people from hitting on pretty people too hard.
Yeah.
that was real.
That's what it is. It's saying, you know, if you're pretty and you do this, it's okay. If you're ugly,
it's upsetting.
Sometimes
I'm
pretty
not
people take pictures of their dick and send it and they get in trouble.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
If my dick wasn't so gorgeous, I wouldn't keep trying to share it.
Yeah.
That is a problem. We're seeing a lot of people who think that, you know, just like, well, I didn't show my dick to anybody. I'm like fucking millionaire. It's like, well, no, that's still not cool. You can't do that.
Honestly, who fucking cares? If I got a picture of a dick sent to me and said, hey, it's my dick, I'd be like, fucking delete, whatever. Like,
well, or if you got like 15 texts.
If I got 15.
I'd probably show it to some friends and be like, look, it's a dick.
I just wouldn't respond and I'd delete it because they'll stop. Like, I don't care. It doesn't offend. Like, or if anyone sent me something
how
so
ugly
offensive.
A dick?
I mean, like, it could be, like, it could be covered
gnarly.
In blood.
What if he's going through your garbage, though? What if he's, like, stalking you, Keith? What if this guy is
tracking you down? Then that's a different problem. If he's actually stalking me and threatening my life, that's not just sending me his dick.
Yeah.
All bloodier than it is. He should get a Band-Aid.
If you want to show people your bloody dick... Keith thinks that's
I
okay.
I don't. No. Listen.
Send your
listeners,
bloody dick
not
things.
A big deal.
Dear listeners in the future and present, I don't think it's funny to have a dick be covered in blood. What I'm saying is, I think actually it's really ugly to have a bloody dick. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
You heard it here.
Keith doesn't enjoy bloody dicks.
Now you can, setting the record straight.
Now you can still be senator.
I know. If they choose that soundbite.
Do you guys think by the time, like, our generation is of presidential election age that we won't care as much about incriminating photos and stuff like that?
We'll care a ton about difference. Like, we always get outraged over the same things. We just find a different way to, like, that shit will still be, you know...
I think you're going to have an increased tolerance for that stuff. I mean, imagine what's going to be out there.
There's going to be so much more of it.
We're genetically designed to gossip, though. Like, it's in our blood. Like, we gossip more with, you know, like, that's what helps us survive as a species. Because you're keeping an eye out for, you know, you're trying to get the little dirty secrets of people who you want to take power over, you know? That's how we have competition with each other and stuff. We gossip. It's part of our nature.
I hear that Keith guy likes bloody dicks. Is what they'll say, even though I made
you
it very clear
Keith.
That I don't.
But you know what? Also, so what if it's out there? Then it's out there.
Keith Habersberger says he's for family values. But what does he have to say about bloody dicks? I think it's, you know, I wouldn't get mad if someone, you know, sent me a bloody dick.
Man,
I feel like our tolerance for incriminating photos is already going to be way higher if we can already make campaign ads with the phrase bloody dicks in it.
You know, it usually just happens, though. Like, I mean, right now, the story comes out, the people who like Keith will investigate further and go, wait, Keith probably doesn't like bloody dicks. And you go, oh, okay, I get it now, I get the context. Everybody else just sees it in passing, they go, oh. I hear Keith likes bloody dicks. Like, oh, there's tape and everything.
You
don't listen to it.
You
just
take
it.
You know what I wish I had never done? Said bloody dicks.
Every time it's said,
no bloody dicks.
Every time it's said, I have have to picture it, and it's been said.
I know, it's like, it's been said constantly for 5 minutes.
Yeah, your really bloody dick look. Mine's got like, no cute, like really bushy.
Just no more, just no more.
Keith Habersberger.
I mean, what I'm trying to say, Chris, is I feel like if it's out there, then so what if it's out there? Yeah. All of us have had our own personal experiences. All of us have known someone that was weird or different, or have been weird or different ourselves. And, maybe it's unfortunate to appeal to the greater judgment of humanity, but I feel like, you know, I can look at somebody and be like, yeah, you're weird, but I'm a little weird too.
Yeah, like it makes it more human.
Everything, once you get to know somebody, everything is like forgiven, you know, like everybody understand. It's like a big unifying thing about sex. Like once it's, you know, it's like more human, you feel like more of a person,
I feel
like, I guess,
everybody's
when you're...
Everyone is weird.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah.
But we all like cooking.
Yeah, I think we're all weird. We must all enjoy it. But I imagine everyone is just as like unsure of sometimes how to behave with someone, especially if you're having sex with someone you don't particularly know, like at all. As you get older, like occasionally you'll have a time where you sort of don't really know a person enough to where you should be having sex with them. A one night stand. But you are, and you don't know exactly how to behave because like they don't know you. They don't know who you are, how you behave at all.
But now you've seen them at their most intimate.
Yeah, it's like you're immediately at this ridiculous level of intimacy with a stranger, and it's just this perplexing feeling.
Yes, Nakula?
It wasn't gonna...
No comment.
He's been writhing on the floor.
He doesn't want to talk.
Past 90
I
seconds.
Think he would not want to talk about anything.
I mean, you know, whatever, you know, yeah. What, I have no comment.
He's a private person.
Do you don't want to say the number?
Nick Makula.
No, I don't want to say the fucking number.
Do you want to even say the number since January?
Not really.
All right, well, there we go.
That's been Nick Makula's zero words of wisdom.
That went really good this week.
Really, really good subtext of wisdom, though.
Now, we're almost out of time here on this podcast, but I feel like I do need to cover this point before we go. I've been in the chat room under the handle Octavarius, and this is at livestream.com/Octavarius. And a user named JChase59 has entered the chat room.
Oh, God.
He has poked you several times.
In my podcast!
Wow. Also, dear James Chase, please don't follow through with your comment, and please don't put a picture of a bloody dick on my wall. I read it, and I would really urge you not to. My mother will check my... Just don't, man.
Keith Habersberger, soft on terror.
You can send
hard
me a bloody dick
bloody
on my
dicks.
Phone. Don't put one out there for the world to associate with
I'll
me.
I'll give you Keith's phone number if you can find mine.
On Facebook.
Are you suggesting he sends Keith a bloody dick pic?
If he's gonna do it, he should do it.
If he wants it, he should
do
it.
Yeah. If you must.
I live with Keith, so I'll totally get to see his weirdo bloody dick pic.
If you send it to me, I'm gonna attribute it to you, James. I will send it back into the internets with your name attached. Don't you give me that power. I'll do it. I'm crazy.
I did get somebody to take a picture of their... Well, I didn't. Somebody took a picture of their balls with my phone.
Yeah.
And then to get revenge on them, I just had everybody look at the photo and say, hey, this is his balls.
Nice.
And so then everyone said, oh, hi, balls? You. These are your balls. Now they knew.
Imagine if you got those balls when you had, like, a Twitter account.
I know.
If you had a Twitter account, what would you have done at that age?
He thought was hilarious, and he thought he got me.
What a
and
fool.
I got him.
This age of technology will ruin us all,
yeah.
Especially sexually,
yeah.
Because all the secrets can get out so quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, just listen to this podcast; you can
be
terrified of me.
We're all done for.
I'm sure a good portion of us fucked.
Yeah. I'm good.
And on that note, it looks like we're going to have to leave you guys. Thanks again for those listening.
What about my... I'm having a really hard time putting.
Oh.
Lately, I've had a hard time putting.
Well, Keith, I think that can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. Before we go, it's time for Cloud's Golf Tips.
While putting, make sure you get the hiccups, and then each time you hiccup, you just do a little putt. Eventually, the ball will go perfectly into its home.
Strike!
this has been Cloud's Golf Tips.
At least it's on a good start.
Oh man, do I even give it to him this time?
Got to.
Just try it first.
All right, and
we should plug the LA show.
Yeah.
All right, plug the LA show. we are in the LA Improv Fest, which we are super psyched about, and that is what would the day be? June 7th. Great. Definitely.
Do you know where?
Yes, we're doing a show at IO's Loft Theater, the IO West. The Loft Theater, which is one of the theaters at the IO West. I don't remember the name of the street, but it's...
It's on Hollywood Boulevard.
It's Googleable.
It's
on
Hollywood Boulevard? It's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. So if you're in the LA area, check us on out. If you don't, make us a sign or something. We'll bring it with. That just about does it, but we've got one more regretful segment to go, and that is Nick Mikula's
seven words of wisdom.
Condom trouble, wampusing. Oh, why me?
This has been Mikula's seven words of wisdom. That was beautiful.
That was one. That was thought out. And well done.
Very real.
Oh, I feel Thank great you. Going out on this one. Yeah.
Thank you. Yay. Thank you.
Golf clap. Golf clap. Clouds golf clap.
All right. Until next week, everybody, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Octavarius.com.
Get busy, baby.
Run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back from Newark.
And if my parents ever listen to this, my God, am I sorry for just everything.